phone call. 6 in the morning, anonymous to see. And then they hung up. Then I looked down at my iPhone. At the proper number saying, who the fuck is this to the dial tone? I said, fuck it. The next second, my phone buzzes. My nigga's wife said, niggas just ran up on cousin. What niggas? She said it was some rappers from Ohio that been out here known for banana bone fucking. Ran up on them and did what then? She said they stomped them at the club, then pandemonium erupted. Through my mind, is she telling me shots was fired? Them Ohio niggas is rock supply and heated. Stop answering, start spinning them niggas' calls. Every time he went to see him, he went in them rented cars. So it was even harder to find them, so they figured they go to the D tomorrow and surprise them. Did they kill him? Nah, they only shot a couple times. Heard they was hitting walls. The nerve of these niggas' balls. Who was he with? He was with Trey. He in the hospital too? Nah, needless to say, call you back. I called up Trey, Trey answered. I said, hey man, keep it real, fam. Why the fuck you still standing? He said, nickel, I'm a killer, not a fighter. So I gotta pop the weight because my weight's a lot lighter. But them niggas was big, so I slid. But I promise on my kids we can get them. I know where them niggas is. Where them niggas at then? I heard what they crew do. Real niggas, y'all was in my shoes. What would you do? Jumped up, pumped up, feeling like Manson, Malvo, Groucho. My bitch staring at me, I'm out though. I ain't visiting cuz in the hospital till I got at least one of them niggas chained in my hands like Alpo. Car headed to a tray at eject the B out of putting D, I skip the ASAP. He off on the freeway in the projects. I hit the exit without blinking or thinking in the process. Trey come running out with a fully on some hot shit. I'm like, weapons ain't a thing, killing is the object. What was you doing when they was kicking all on my fam? He said, nigga, we about to get them niggas. Just what? Just tell me where them niggas at before I take your ass hostage. He said, I ain't round six, round five of them niggas is riding around me in a Murata, Crown Vic. I said, I ain't pulled out of the lot and made it right. You in the car, fit in the description to say goodnight. You gotta pay the price, Trey said. There they go in the alley, sitting in the car, they probably blazing right. And they can't see us cause we behind them. This ain't the time. What if this our only opportunity to find them? I said, you right, put in the alley, you seen two people in front of them niggas' car taking out garbage. I said, wait till these people finish, they innocent. Soon as they go back in their cribs, we gon' finish it. No sooner than a second after, Trey jumps out of the passenger side blasting. Past the niggas we here to kill, hitting them innocent bystanders, tearing they trash up. Our enemies jumped out of their car, waving badges. They all shooting at me, nobody blazing at him. This ain't adding up. Car reverse, now I'm mashing, leaving Trey behind, even though it's some questions that I gotta ask him. Away from me in a bullet-ridden car, trying to piece the shit together, hitting the boulevard. If the niggas is the police, what the fuck is Trey? He ain't dead or in jail by now, then he the other way. Snitch a pig, I gotta talk to my cousin. That nigga setting me up, then I'ma lift his wig. That nigga know how hostile my reactions. I'm calling, trying to find out what hospital he acting. Every nigga pick up, just laugh when I ask. Have you heard about cuz getting smashed? Maybe I'm the ass then. Head hurting like a motherfucker looking for a gas station. Nah, nigga need a fucking aspirin. I hear a familiar ringtone from my phone. It's my bitch texting me, telling me don't come home. I'm thinking, damn, should I text back? Why me? My phone start ringing, his tray on the ID. He said, them niggas tried to get me, but I slid. He wanna tell me in person, meet me in my crib. I said, nigga, please. I threw the phone out the window, rolled over it, crushed it into a million pieces. I hit the blinker quick, then hit the highway. If I'ma be a target, y'all know I'ma do it my way. After I rode for a few hours, I'd say I was tired after I got out of the tri-state. Can't help but to feel like another lame exposed. Pulling up to an old telly in the rain and cold.
Streets armed and very dangerous.
Excuse me, big fella.